Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Back here of hour number two, WEEI Afternoons. Next hour and a half, we're really getting into the holiday spirit. We got some major gifts. And I don't know what's a bigger gift. 3:30, Mike Giardi with his weekly chat talking about the Patriots. Or 4:30, QB Under the Tree, when we'll give away another autographed football by a current or former Patriots quarterback. I think I'd rather talk to Giardi, right? Than that Cam Newton fool's gold football. A couple years ago, maybe we liked Cam Newton, but he's on the naughty list this year. So screw him for his takes on Drake May.
Wow.
But right now it's 3 o'clock, and that means it's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you, as always, by our friends at Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're biased because you love Mike Giardi more than Christmas itself, you got to get Glassman. Call us 717-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. And I ask you one simple question. Are you ready?
Damn right.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so the last couple days, I've really gotten into the holiday spirit. Had a couple eggnogs last night. That really helped get me into the holiday spirit. Got my Grinch hoodie on. So therefore, I thought I would express a feeling that I think is very distinct. Three-point stance. That means I'm going to tell you there's really only three options for the best holiday movies / TV shows, in my opinion. One of them just happened to air last night. I didn't watch it. I was watching the football game, but click, recorded it. That would be The Grinch. The original Grinch. The original 22 minutes of original Grinch action.
That tracks.
Is up there. Number two on your list, Christmas Vacation. That brings the eggnog in. My guy, Clark Griswold, his issues chasing a Christmas tree like I had recently, finding the perfect Christmas tree, getting angry when you can't. It's ruined. Chainsaws, the Christmas lights, the blow-ups blew down yesterday. Get to that later. And finally, the third option is Elf. Those are the only, there's a lot of Hall of Good shows out there, Hall of Good movies out there. It is the greatest time of year. Those channels that do the 25 days of what you're going to watch, love all of them, but the Hall of Fame is as simple as Christmas Vacation, Elf, and The Grinch. And I don't think we have a buzzer, so I'm just going to cut myself off before I go all Ted Johnson and do 3.5 minutes here. Fitzy?
Wow, that was that's good.
You're the
for
film
you.
Guy. Tell me,
yeah. Okay. What,
where am
all
I
right.
wrong?
Okay, so your favorite special is The Grinch. That's fine because some to some it's Rudolph, even though Rudolph also encourages bullying.
Yeah,
isolation.
Santa's a dink.
A lack of inclusion.
Cut that.
Some potential racist tones. Like, yeah, Rudolph isn't aging very well. Frosty the Snowman, not so great. The Charlie Brown Christmas special
stinks.
Really, really not great, except for the fact that it's the GOAT soundtrack. It is always the first and last Christmas album I play each and every year, and I shall hear no slander about the legend of Vince Guaraldi. But to your two movies, Elf, undeniably, just the minute you saw it, you were 30 minutes into it, and you're like, this is an all-time Christmas movie. This is damn near... Wait, now I'm going to get timed out?
I don't think Jackson has any idea what he's doing back there.
Hey, man, I'm just hitting the buttons that Dan tells me to hit.
Oh, I didn't tell you to hit that button.
Not now, anyway.
Okay.
Save that for later.
All right. But 30 minutes into Elf, you knew you're watching an all-timer. Like, this is one of the greatest Christmas movies ever. And it is aged gorgeously. And sometimes it's kind of like eggnog in a lot of ways. You look forward to it. It's seasonal. And it's so sweet, so delicious. Sometimes you overindulge on it by watching it 2-3 times a season. I think it's best recommend. I would recommend best to once or twice tops. Christmas Vacation is also a movie that, you know, years ago I didn't like terribly much, but I've rewatched it with my family, and now I've welcomed it into the holiday rotation. I'm not going to call it top five, but I enjoy it very much. But my bit, the where I take umbrage here is your exclusion of classics, all-timers like Scrooged with Bill Murray,
meh.
Which is a brilliant retelling. What?
I said meh.
Okay, that's
you
your
heard
opinion.
Me.
Okay, that's meh. It. Andy's one-word reviews, meh. Okay, Scrooge, an unbelievable retelling of A Christmas Carol. Some of the best acting you'll ever see from a comedic actor turned dramatic performance. It's a Wonderful Life. It's long. It's a little bit slow. It's emotional. And
he just told you why not to watch it.
But it's a spectacular. I mean, no man who has friends is a failure.
We're actually not allowed to watch it in our household because my wife hates it.
Why does she hate it?
I don't know, but it literally, if I put that on and she walks in, she can tell immediately because of the black and white and sort of, you can see it. She's like, is this that terrible movie again? Shut that off. This movie's terrible. And I'm like, you know, people think it might be the greatest movie ever made.
Andy, let me tell you a quick story. So the reason why James Stewart's performance is so great in this movie is because he was actually going through PTSD from World War II during the filming of the movie. So what you're seeing is not just like, oh, a great performance from somebody who is able to channel inner emotional depths or synthesize feelings. The guy actually was traumatized, and what they went through making this movie brought that out, which created a unique once-in-a-lifetime performance I don't think you'll ever see replicated.
The baby's mediocre.
Okay.
You tell me about the pain. The baby was mediocre.
Okay. I'm just going to serve you American cheese on everything the rest of your life. And finally, A Christmas Story. One movie merits being shown 24 hours a day on Christmas on TNT or TBS. It's one of the two of them. I'm not sure which one. And that is A Christmas Story. To me, that is the all-timer because you'll shoot your eye out, kid. Well, I think it's the most quotable of all holiday movies. Dan Ball, I don't know if you had to have seen it by now,
yeah.
Correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You can't not
so what is your what is your favorite holiday movie?
It's hard to disagree with Christmas Vacation. That one's been
you
a newer
absolute sycophant, suck up, studio based. What? Is it really? I'm just busting your chops. Is it really your favorite?
I feel like I have to change my answer now.
No, you don't have to change your answer.
No, I was
Did
just...
you guys mention the Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
I like that a lot.
That one's right up. That honestly, I think that might be my answer even more so than Christmas Vacation. Vacation is more, I would say, like early adult has added to the list. But
yes.
The Santa Claus has bridged all
Excellent
generations
movie.
Of Dan Ball.
I saw the Santa Claus in the theater.
Really?
I did. And I realized.
Jackson, geez. that's when you hit sick brag, bro.
A couple of.
Was it in color or black and white?
Shut up. I believe I was in high school.
Sick brag, bro.
Actually, Dan, funny thing was, it was silent and there was a gentleman up front playing piano with title cards.
A few of my friends and I went, and I believe we were the only people in the theater that weren't like a parent with a kid, a grandparent with a kid. Like, we were the only just like. Yeah, you four guys, did you go in the wrong theater? Did you think there was like a horror movie or an action movie? And we sat there and it was tremendous. So I love
that movie. It's a
great movie.
Yeah. Wait, all right, let me throw a couple other ones out there. Just Santa Claus is outstanding. Do you guys consider Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, how could it not be?
Yeah.
You mean Die Hard? Did you mean to say Die Hard?
Yep, I did. Lethal Weapon 2, also a Christmas movie.
I was like, Home Alone is literally about Christmas.
I know, but everybody, like, it's the big movie everybody watches, like, Thanksgiving weekend, but people don't seem to watch it as much during Christmas, even though it is specifically framed and centered around Christmas. That's in my top five. I did rewatch Bad Santa last year. Not as funny as when I first saw it.
I got one in the one that I saw in the theaters because it came out when I was growing up. The Polar Express.
The Polar Express.
I know it gets a lot of hate because the animation is a little creepy.
Yeah.
But content of the movie itself.
I like it. Yeah. To me, that's a one watch. Christmas Vacation is a multi-watch. That's a one watch.
Okay.
The Polar Express would benefit significantly from a redo with like what we have now for Avatar style computer animation, James Cameron-esque, if you will, because that rotoscoping bizarre thing that Robert Zemeckis did with that movie. That animation looks a little creepy. Like Tom Hanks in that movie kind of looks like the guy that you need to tell your kids to stay 500 feet away from, or like don't take his candy in the back of a van. That said, that's my favorite Christmas book of all time by a country mile. And I challenge any dad sitting in bed late at night drinking cocoa with the kids reading that book to not well up like you're watching like Rocky or The Champ or one of your favorite sports movies.
Okay, Dan Ball.
All right, we'll leave that one there. But way to mix it up there, Andrew. I thought
a lot of people angry on the text line.
Yeah,
it's just an opinion.
Somebody went 0-3. Elf sucks. Christmas Vacation sucks, and so does The Grinch. So
you know
there
who
you
else
go.
Sucks wow. You 781.
And that just hey Jackson, could you clip that off and make it a promo for the show?
There you go.
Yeah,
our outreach. Making friends on the afternoon show.
In the meantime, Fitzy's going to try to do some image repair in 60 seconds for your 3-point stance. Good luck. Okay. God bless. And your time begins right now.
All right, Andy, you gave a list of three things that you love watching. I'm going to give you, as you clap back at people on the text line, I'm going to give folks a list of three things I think that they're going to want to watch. Now, look, recently, please, I'm going to ask, do not let the way that Lane Kiffin hijacked the narrative in the past week and a half in college football, do not let the way the Bill Belichick's UNC season has gone at large, or do not let Boston College and their failure to resuscitate the program at BC over in the Heights this season sour your feelings on college football, because while it has been a bit of a wonky season at large, tomorrow, Championship Saturday for college football could potentially be one of the best Saturdays involving just a handful of games in recent memory, if not all time. Tomorrow, you've got at noontime, 11th-ranked BYU against Texas Tech for, I guess they're the Big 12 now or something. I don't know. That's going to be a phenomenal game. At 4 o'clock, the SEC Championship, Georgia versus Alabama. It usually doesn't get better than that. 90% of the NFL games you'll watch on Sunday won't be better. And then I dare say this, the best football game anyone will watch all weekend, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on Fox, number 2 Indiana at number 1 Ohio State at Lucas Oil Field in the Big Ten Championship. That is going to be a phenomenal football game. Number 1 draft picks are at stake. College football playoff seedings are at stake. Big time, more than just a Big Ten Championship. You have a preview of who could actually win the whole enchilada. It is going to be an awesome warm-up day for NFL Sunday. Don't miss it.
Yes!
I am very much looking forward to it. I also love this time of year because I think 4 o'clock one of them starts. So you're like, it got dark. I can't do anything really all that productive the rest of the day. Might as well.
Hey, did you finish raking the yard? Honey, it's dark. I can't see.
Dark out. Football's on. Time to watch football. And then the second part is I could not be a bigger right now fan of a school than Indiana.
Indiana.
Because I hate Ohio State. And I love Cignetti. The guy who, you know, that whole thing, like, how do you recruit? I just tell people that I win, Google me. And, you know, what does he call himself? Like a cocky nerd or something like that?
Yeah.
I love what he is doing for that program and for sort of the world of college football. Like, oh, wait, why is Indiana a top football program? I don't know, because they found the right guy who did the right things, brought in the right talent, and they've made themselves a top football program. This whole belief that you have to be Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, or Alabama to compete.
The blue bloods, the big money, the backers.
I love this story. Indiana is one of the best football teams in the country because they have one of the best coaches that we've seen in modern times.
And Andy, you know when the sort of rise of the Indiana Hoosiers football program began was 7 years ago, when freshman Michael Penix Jr. was their quarterback and came out of nowhere and led them to an improv. I want to say they either beat Michigan or Ohio State that year, but like played a bunch of really close games. It was like, oh man, Indiana? And then the Sudfeld kid comes in and everything. And now Cignetti has the program on fire. And their quarterback right now, pardon me, I forget his name. He is right now, I think, on the top of most draft boards, the first overall pick. And sadly, probably going to go to Cleveland. So good luck with that kid.
But yeah, I will be spending a lot of my Saturday with probably a Miller Lite, some eggnog, and some football on watching these games. And it is still fun. I know people like to bitch about college football and the brokenness of it, and we've done it, and because it is. But these conference championship Saturdays, they're pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's really, really a special day. And I if Indiana-Ohio State plays out the way that I think most of us believe it will.
Wait, how do we believe it will?
All the way down to the wire.
Okay, I hope so. Because I think there's some people that may believe that Ohio State is just the significantly better program and might hammer slash nail them, and I hope that doesn't come to fruition. That would be sad. That would make sad Andy tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that's too bad. We get enough of sad Andy during the week. I wouldn't want that to bleed over into the weekend. All right, gentlemen, I will throw 60 seconds on the clock for myself, and I will tell you that not every return to Boston sports arenas needs a grand welcoming back. So last night, the Bruins welcomed the St. Louis Blues to TD Garden, and as such, they welcomed former head coach Jim Montgomery back to TD Garden. In the middle of the first period, during a stoppage in play, there was a welcome back Monty. There was a polite but probably somewhat frustrated round of applause from the fans. Just to recap, 120-41-23 in his time in Boston. A first-round exit, a second-round exit, both of which came to the Florida Panthers. The mishandling of a goaltending situation in the playoffs and reported spats with the team's captain and its best player. Back on January 17th, 2018, the Bruins welcomed Claude Julien back as the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens. That's a guy that won a cup, won a lot of games, and did some great things in Boston. You want to honor somebody like that? Honor somebody like Brad Marchand? I'm fine with that. That's a person who has a legacy in Boston. But not everybody, not guys like Jim Montgomery, need welcomes back to Boston sports for having done next to nothing over a very short time.
Wow, next to nothing. Didn't he set the points record?
And then what
two
happened?
Two and a half seasons.
It didn't go great. Right. I'm just saying, did you say 120-40 is his record?
120-41-23.
That's pretty damn impressive.
It's
great. You quant people that just look at numbers. If you didn't know the narrative or the stories around it and just read that off a stat sheet, you'd be like, wow, he was a great coach for that team for a short period of time.
Yeah, and then you'd go, how many trophies does he have in his trophy case?
No, I agree with you. This has become more and more of a thing, and I find it incredibly annoying. Incredibly annoying. I know it's huge in hockey. I feel like hockey actually leads the way. I feel like hockey has the most videos.
Seems to be. There's natural.
Like the NBA does.
The NBA has a lot. I feel like if Jordan Walsh played hockey and left, they would do a video. Whereas in the NBA, I don't think they will. I feel like in the NBA, they do keep it to kind of like stars slash starters or whatever.
And maybe that's a cultural thing, you know, that's it's very much a we over me kind of sport. And, you know, there's a culture that goes along. Every guy is valued, every guy's part of the group, all that kind of stuff. Having grown up in it, I recognize it, and that's fine. But a guy who did a lot of regular season winning, was here barely more than 2 years, got himself fired, kind of low key was part of tampering with the St. Louis Blues, and
landed on his feet quickly.
Yeah, sure, he did, and now he's coaching another mediocre team and may get fired again. So I don't know. That's not a guy, given the headlines, the fights with Marchand, the fights with Pastrnak, the mishandling of Swayman and Ullmark in the playoffs. That's not a guy who I'm like, you know what? Welcome back, Monty. Let's go, man. I didn't need it last night.
And it creates an awkward situation because, like, you are putting the crowd in a position where they know what you're doing. So you're supposed to acknowledge, thank, cheer, whatever.
Yeah.
Or if I don't want to.
Right.
But now am I being kind of a jackass in the crowd? Like, and then it also devalues when you do it for Brad Marchand, which he was crying, like the whole thing. That's a legitimate one. So like
great
you devalue
point. Yeah.
By doing it for everybody. Like it's that whole theory. Speaking of Christmas, I wish it was Christmas all year round. Well, it wouldn't be as fun. It wouldn't be as enjoyable. It would be called every day. Part of the value of Christmas is it only comes once a year. It's a short season. If you do less of these videos, I feel like the ones that should be done when you do it for a Bergeron or a Pasta or like a great player would resonate more. Instead, it's like, didn't we do one of these last week for Monty?
Yeah, right.
That's plus the poor video crew.
And the 413, if I didn't clarify this, I apologize. He did not get a video last night. He got, I think, a graphic and just an acknowledgement from the PA announcer and stuff like that. Even that, to me, why?
Right.
Do I really need to go out of my way, to your point, to kind of awkwardly and uncomfortably be like, yeah, he was here once.
Thank you, coach. We liked you so much. We fired you after two and a half seasons.
Right,
well,
exactly.
And I would throw the Mike Vrabel barometer out there. is it interesting or is it important that Jim Montgomery came back? It's interesting.
Sure.
It's not important.
Everybody comes back if they're coaching or playing, right?
Right. You either get another job or you don't. If you get another job, you're going to come back no matter how good and or bad you were, right? Yeah, I don't. It's a weirdness. I don't care for it. And I do think hockey leads the way. And I don't know if it's your culture thing or whatever it is, but do less.
Yeah.
Do less. Make the ones you do mean more.
And you made the best point out of it is that it does. We've talked so much this week about the Hall of Fame and Belichick and Kraft and all that kind of stuff. Like, that is the honor. These aren't the same things, but it is an honor that's supposed to be bestowed upon the very best and brightest from your franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jim Montgomery... I'd even throw in from earlier this year, is Brandon Carlo the best and brightest from your franchise?
No.
Like, I would say Montgomery.
Did he get a video?
He got something. I don't remember if it was a video or a welcome back.
What are we doing?
Yeah, it was just a graphic for Carlo, even that, I'm like, all right, maybe. Monty, I'm out on that.
Also, it devalues the intelligence of the fan. It sort of undercuts their ability to do it organically. Right? A guy touches the ball on the basketball court or touches the puck on the ice and maybe everybody cheers and acknowledges.
Yeah.
Because we're smart and we remember you played here. We're going to give you a little bit of an ovation here. It takes that away if it's like orchestrated through a video and a ceremony between timeouts or whatever. Like, I don't care for it unless it's truly worthwhile.
Yeah.
Like, you could argue that Marco Sturm is well on his way to being a better and more liked coach than Jim Montgomery was, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's an early argument, very, very, very premature argument. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, the way he's resonating with his team and with the fan base, is he going to get a video when he leaves? Because you will leave, Marco. Sorry, it's the way the business works.
Yeah, but former Bruin, you know, that one's kind of a weird one.
I'm with
one.
You. Less videos hockey, less videos basketball. Save it for the elite guys and then allow the crowd to do it organically.
Love it.
Let them acknowledge guys that come back organically because they're smart fans from Boston. All right, Dan Ball, nice job on the three-point stance. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our weekly chat with another Grinch, not my sweatshirt. Mike Giardi will join us to talk Patriots, bye week, NFL, and probably a little Hall of Fame discussion where we can get his opinion on Kraft and Belichick. That's up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Celtics won their third straight game last night. They did so in dominant fashion, beating the Washington Wizards on the road by a score of 146-101. Derek White scored a season-high 30 points, while Jordan Walsh added a career-high 22. Quick turnaround for the Celtics as they host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Luka Doncic and Marcus Smart have both been ruled out for tonight's contest, while LeBron James is listed as doubtful. The Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues last night at TD Garden. The final score was 5-2. Morgan Geekie scored his 21st goal of the season. He is in second in the league in goal scoring, one behind the Avalanche's Nathan MacKinnon. Jonas Korpisalo tied a season high with 37 saves. The Bees host the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night. Tonight, Boston College Hockey visits UMass Lowell. Puck drop is at 7:15. Coverage right here on WEEI 93.7 begins at 7 p.m. You can also catch the MIAA High School Football Championships on WEEI 8:50 a.m. both today and tomorrow. You can also stream the games by searching 850 WEEI on the Odyssey app or by listening online. Coverage begins today at 5 p.m. Yesterday, the Red Sox acquired right-hander Johan Oviedo from the Pirates in a five-player trade that sent heralded outfield prospect Justinson Garcia to Pittsburgh. Oviedo returned from injury last season to record a 3.57 ERA, posting 42 strikeouts and 23 walks over 40 and a third innings in nine starts. And new this afternoon, Cooper Criswell was claimed off of waivers by the Mets. Criswell was placed on waivers after yesterday's trade. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
After this.
All I can say, Jackson, is I think it's a good thing Brian Hoyer will not be joining us today. I'm not sure he'd be a fan of all this. The, what does he call it? Redneck pop music or country pop music or whatever he likes. The Morgan Wallen et al. I'm not sure he'd be on board with the rejoins. But Jackson, I'm enjoying the change.
Well, thank you. Excuse me, sir. I played in that band that you just heard. So that is me playing the bass guitar. What?
I noticed it was not very good. Just kidding, Jackson. Just kidding. I couldn't play a lick of any instrument. So anybody who can play anything, I have much respect for. I also have much respect for our next guest, who we all know has the best intro for a radio hit in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, happy holidays.
Same to you. I don't think you're specific enough when you introduce the intro. It's the best radio. It's the best intro for a radio hit. You got to say Fridays on Fridays, because I'm usually on Fridays. Right. You got to keep making it more specific.
For a guy named Mike who used to work for the NFL Network and uses his yearbook photo in our promotional pieces on social media.
There you go.
Does that work? Mike Giardi.
It does.
Let's start with Patriots, because I think we're going to get into some Hall of Fame questions that I find interesting. But let's start Patriots. Patriots beat the Giants Monday Night Football. Patriots are at the bye with 11 wins, 11-2, number one seed. Are the New England Patriots in the year 2025 the best team in the NFL?
They are the best team in the AFC, and that puts them with an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. And once you get there, who knows? So, yeah, I mean, they're right up there, Andy. You can't deny what we've seen, whether the schedule is what the schedule is or whatever. Like, the Rams were probably the best team in the league, and they just lost to Carolina, a team that you know, 2 months ago you beat by almost 30 points.
Mike, do you think that during the bye, you know, whether you think it's a well-timed bye or it could derail the momentum, I think the time to recoup some of the injuries and rest up and get better is probably good for them. But could you see during this bye the Patriots making any sort of like tinkerings or alterations to the way that they've been approaching games, like vis-a-vis Josh kind of changes things up, thinking like, hey, there's some tape on us out there now, so I better be ready. I better be ready to zag if the league thinks they're onto our zig. You know what I mean?
No, I think they're probably just going to hone in more a little bit on the run game to see if they can make that a little bit more effective from a down-to-down success rate basis. And again, I don't know that they necessarily have the personnel for that. You know, it's, as we talked about with their offensive line, it's not exactly, you know, the phrase glass eaters, right? I don't think they have a ton of those guys up there. But can you be a little bit more efficient in that regard? Because you would think at some point that they're going to have to run the ball to maybe ice a game, or it's going to be important to stay balanced and be a little bit more successful in that regard. So I would think that'd be an area maybe where, again, you're just trying to probably play in the margins a little bit to clean that up and be a little bit more efficient.
Mike, the hitting, the violence, the attitude that we saw the Patriots defense bring.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Christian Ellis led the way, not just the hit on Jackson Dart, but obviously the hit he had on Gunnar Olszewski in the kicking game. But that violence, which is a word they've used, I believe, since basically the spring and their arrival. Is that violence going to be maybe a little bit more of their makeup down the stretch here and into the postseason? And does that give some opposing teams, receivers, quarterbacks, maybe a little something to think about?
I would hope so, Andy. I kind of have been waiting for it because they did talk about it quite a bit. And then, you know, they trade Kyle Duggar, who could be a violent player. They, you know, they got rid of Jabril Peppers before the season. You know, like there was different things that happened. And you're like, okay, well, now you're a little bit more finesse-based in certain areas. And will that lead to, I don't know, whatever. You're just not going to be able to sort of attain that goal of being a violent football team. And to see that in a manner in which we did on Monday, and it was, you know, Ellis did it on the opening kickoff too. Like he had three really good shots in that game. And it just sort of set a tone and created an energy for that football team when, you know, I think we all kind of looked at that Monday nighter and said, like, you know, they're beat up and the left side's not going to be there on the offensive line. And maybe this is one of those games where it's harder, or maybe this is the finally they had the slip up. And like right from jump, they were like, nope, that's not going to happen. So I hope the extra week of rest here, you know, being the latest bye week. So they're pretty beat up. That'll give them a little bit more juice. And maybe that'll be something that carries over here into December and January.
Yeah, as we speak to you today, it is December 5th, 20 days till Christmas. Supposedly, we are now in when you're supposed to play your best football season. So I ask you, do you have Vrabel and Drake May as your respective Coach of the Year and MVP with a month to go?
Yes, although you can make a good, strong case for Ben Johnson because Chicago has been, you know, not just a disaster recently, but generally in the history of that franchise since going back to Ditka, you know, they've been pretty irrelevant and blown through coaches and quarterbacks. And the job he's doing with Caleb Williams, who I know went number one, but he's completing 58% of his passes, which is kind of like an old school number. We're talking like an 80s number, 1980s number. And yet they're winning these games is pretty impressive. So he's definitely in the mix, but we didn't think the Patriots were going to be 11-2, you know, and that's, I just can't get past that point. Like it's all happened faster than I expected. And I say this all the time. I don't think they expect it to be here either, but they are. And it's a tribute to them and the roster and everything. And then as far as May goes, it's going to be the back and forth thing with Stafford. You know, if Stafford goes out and throws four touchdowns against Arizona, then would I be surprised if he jumped ahead of Drake? Is Drake his idol this week? I wouldn't be. And I think that's kind of the way it's going to play. But then you look at Bills and Ravens, two big games that, well, I think Bills games still will have meaning regardless of what happens to the Bills this weekend. The Ravens, it depends. I suppose if you lose to the Steelers and then lose again, then maybe it's 6-8. We're looking at that game differently. But I think the Ravens game is going to be flexed to primetime. So you're going to have a Bills game, May versus Allen again, and then you're going to have, you know, Drake versus Lamar and the Ravens on a Sunday night like that. That's a pretty good audience there. If Drake throws for 295 again and three touchdowns, that should sway the voters, I would think. So if he keeps playing this way, I would still say it's going to be one of those things where do the voters give Stafford the nod if they're close because Stafford's the old guy and's never won it before, and they'll say Drake's going to have another 15 years of chances at this. Or is it going to be Drake's just going to take this thing and that's that?
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, we're biased sometimes towards people we speak with on a regular basis. People accuse us of that with Alex Cora. And we do talk to Marcus Jones every Patriots Monday. And I'm going to say something here that at first here, you're probably going to say that's ridiculous. And then I want you to really think about it. Is Marcus Jones the best all-around football player on the New England Patriots? And I want you to take into account leadership and everything that goes into it, but is he the best all-around football player on the Patriots?
So Drake's the MVP of the league,
yeah,
then isn't Drake the best player on your football team?
I don't know. How's the leadership? Which guy is a captain when he got the bridge from one era to the next, even though every other leader from that past era basically got ushered out of town? They made him a captain. They gave him a contract. He plays all three phases of the game. He says all the right things, does all the right things. Defensive player of the month, special teams player of the week. Go ahead.
I don't want to sit here and argue against Marcus Jones. He's been awesome this year, and he has been someone that I'd like to talk to for years now, and I'm glad you guys are getting to experience that. And obviously, special teams value, in addition to being the nickel corner, and what I've said this a million times before, and it's, you know, Vrabel's now bringing it up. Marcus plays like he's, you know, Vrabel said 6'4", 250, but like Marcus likes to play big. Yep. His physicality in the run game is awesome. And one of the reasons why they didn't allow a running back to go over 50 yards for whatever it was the first 8 weeks of the season was because of someone like Marcus Jones, who you could run around that line, that guard or tight end, or you could just run through him. And Marcus, a lot of times, would just run through him. And same sort of thing we're talking about with Ellis, like that sort of jolt of energy. Like, hey, if the little guy's doing it, why can't I do it? You know, if I'm Christian Gonzalez, like I can't be I'm 200 pounds. I can't be kind of wimpy on the edge here. I got to tackle. Carlton Davis, I got to tackle. Like, I think that sort of spread. So I love what he's done this year. I'll give you number two on the list. How about it? If I go Drake as one, because he's going to potentially win the MVP, and I give you Marcus number two.
I'll take it, even though Drake hasn't made any plays in the kicking game.
He's always going to get the last word.
I don't know. Yeah, he always does. He does. Always. Yeah, did that.
Yeah, good job. I Marcus Jones, we were going through Patriots superlatives the other day, and he got my vote for best tackler on the team. I'm with you on that, Mike, 100%. I think he plays much bigger than he is. I just hope he can stay healthy because he's ended, I believe, two or three of his first couple of seasons on IR as well. So there is a risk with the reward. Do you believe, before we get into the Hall of Fame stuff, do you believe Kyle Williams is going to be a factor down the stretch as he's kind of now, what has he scored, touchdowns in two of the last four games. I'd take one every other from him for sure. And also, if you don't mind just letting me throw this in, the hell happened to Efton Chisholm? Is he ever going to play an offensive snap?
We'll start with the latter first. I kept saying this. He's not particularly fast. And they're trying to integrate him in a bunch of ways. And you saw, in terms of like in practice and getting him to learn different positions because he'd been a slot only guy in his previous life, if you will. And then you saw him on kick returns. He's just not an explosive athlete. So his route to the NFL and staying in the NFL to me is going to be about, can he just be one of those guys that's really quick in short spaces? And does he have great feel for the passing game? And yeah, maybe you showed that in the preseason, but again, it's vanilla defenses. So I would say next summer is going to be a big summer for him about, you know, how has he progressed as a football player. As for Kyle, like Kyle's blocked a little bit. I don't think they're going to take Stephon Diggs or Kayshon Booty or Mac Hollins and say, you know what, you're going to lose some of your snaps to Kyle Williams. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. So I think Kyle's going to have to continue to make the most of his 12 to 15 snaps a game. And that speed is capable of. I mean, we talked about it before when he even wasn't getting the ball, that he was, if you watch the game, the tape, he was getting open down the field, like once a game, like he'd be, hey, he's a step or two behind the defender. And for whatever reason, the ball didn't go that way, or he and Drake just weren't on the same page necessarily. So he's been getting open in his limited reps. And now, you know, as you said, two of the last 4 weeks, he's had a big play. So I'm with you. If I could get a big play from him every other week for the rest of the way, that means at least one in the postseason. Yeah, I'll take that.
Mike, we found out this week that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are among the five finalists in the sort of non-modern player side of the Hall of Fame voting. We had a spirited couple shows with Ted Johnson. He does not think Bill Belichick should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. What are your thoughts on Bill Belichick's candidacy, Robert Kraft? Do you think they both get in? How does this play out?
So Bill's resume speaks for itself, right? I mean, you can't deny the six titles, and then if he puts two others on his boat or whatever for being a defensive coordinator, like, you can't deny it. There's nobody in the modern history of football that's had that kind of success. So based on that part of his resume, he should be in. The question, and should be in right away. The question then becomes, are they going to do what they did to Robert, in the sense of, are they going to hold the Spygate thing against him? And if they do, which they did to Robert, or at least they told us they did to Robert, who knows if that's actually, if they're actually telling the truth or not, then Bill should probably be held back a year or two based on strictly on that. Like, how can you say the owner can't get in because of this, but he was the head coach and was the sort of the mastermind behind it, or at least part of the masterminding of what happened there. And again, whether you believe it mattered or not, I mean, I think it did. I'm not saying they wouldn't have won. I'm just saying that was, you know, they wouldn't have said you can't do it if they didn't feel like there was a potential for competitive advantage. So that's where I'm at with him. And then when it comes to Robert, like, same thing. Yeah, all right. Like, Jerry Jones is in there. What has Jerry Jones won in the last 30 years? You know, and he got in recently. Eddie DeBartolo is in there, and Eddie DeBartolo is a convicted felon for a non-football thing. Was a, you know, it was a political thing. But like, so wait, you're going to tell me that you're going to keep Robert out because of Spygate and Deflategate or whatever, and even his own personal thing there in Florida, but you have a convicted felon in the Hall of Fame? Like, that's just like, just say you don't like him, or you just want to keep him out for as long as humanly possible before you put him in. Like, that's what it feels like to me. It feels like there's almost a little bit of professional jealousy there. Like, screw this guy. I'm going to tell my people that vote for this that I can lean on. I don't vote for him. You know, if you ever want any information from me, don't vote for him. So I think both of them belong in. Robert probably belonged in before this, and, you know, it'd be kind of cool if they went in together just for the pure entertainment value, gentlemen, of having both of those guys in Canton, Ohio on the same weekend. And while they're going to pretend to play nice, we know that there's still hard feelings.
Yeah, I did a podcast earlier this morning with Devin McCourty, and Devin said he wanted both of them to go in at the same time, Mike, because he thought that would be the next party that Pat's Nation needs to have, and hopefully that would sort of bring the two of them together, heal them up. They would all descend on Canton. Ty would bring a truck full of Corvus vodka. There would be parties nonstop for 72 hours. Like, D-Mac had it all laid out. It was great.
He's forgetting that. Well, is he not planning on a parade this February?
No, he said, like,
just,
no.
I mean, you know, they're 11-2. You're asking if they're the best.
No, he
team
told
in the
me
like
I could.
You know,
he told me I would show up in my Patriots 7-time Super Bowl champions T-shirt, and then maybe I could actually go be the hype man out there. We'll see, Mike. You know, never know. My last question for you. I'm not sure. I'll save the holiday movie question for Andy. Just curious, what game you're most focused on Sunday, and who do you like? Because I can't wait to watch. On a stress-free Sunday, I can't wait to watch Bengals-Bills. I think it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to be rooting for Joe Burrow because I love him.
I love Burrow, too. I'm a big fan of that game. I will be glued to that one, but I like the one at night, too. The Texans-Chiefs game feels like a little bit of a loser-leave-home in leave-town match,
yep,
where both of them are hanging on. You know, 7-5 Texans, not in the playoffs right now. If it were to begin today, obviously 6-6 Chiefs. Chiefs talking this week about how, you know, if you look at their games, we're just so close, you know, just to play here or play there. And they're right. They could literally be 10-2, but they're not. They're 6-6. And maybe some of the luck of last year on the one score games is on against them this year. But that they're still a dangerous team. And it's one of those ones where you look at it and go, until Patrick is dead and buried this year, you're still going to kind of be looking at them. So I'm fascinated by that game. Neither starting tackle for the Chiefs going to be in that game. Simmons is on IR now and Taylor's hurt. So that's against Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, who, with all due respect to the Denver guys, they're the two best edge rushers in football as a combo, and maybe two of the best five edge rushers in football, period. So that could be just a fascinating matchup and possible bloodbath for Patrick, depending on how those guys get after him.
All right, Mike, we're up against it, so I'll save the favorite Christmas movie until next week. We appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the bye weekend. Enjoy that game, and we'll talk.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Talk to you next Friday. What are your thoughts on Bill Belichick's candidacy? Robert Kraft, do you think they both get in? How does this play out?
Bill's resume speaks for itself, right? I mean, you can't deny the 6 titles, and then if he puts 2 others on his boat or whatever for being a defensive coordinator, like, you can't deny it. And then when it comes to Robert, like, same thing. Yeah, all right, like, Jerry Jones is in there. What has Jerry Jones won in the last 30 years, you know? And he got in recently. Eddie DeBartolo is in there, and Eddie DeBartolo is a convicted felon for a non-football thing. It was a political thing. But, like, so, wait, you're going to tell me that you're going to keep Robert out because of Spygate and Deflategate or whatever, and even his own personal thing there in Florida, but you have a convicted felon in the Hall of Fame?
That was Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, just moments ago here on WEEI.
Well, when you put it that way, Mike.
Yeah, felon. I mean, it's a felony. I mean, who amongst us hasn't committed the occasional felony that's on the record? Every time they ask you for a job interview, have you ever committed a felony? You're like, yes, I have. Explain the story.
We'll Everyone introduces it. You at parties and balls and whatnot as, like, Eddie DeBartolo, convicted felon. It's no big deal.
But Giardi did also point out that, and I thought this was interesting, the impact that owners can have on the voting process, where they can influence maybe the writers from their cities, the writers that they do business with, and by do business, I mean trade information with. Maybe, hey, I'd really like you to not vote in Bill Belichick, not vote in Robert Kraft, or vote in this person for my own specific. So I'd like to think that the voters are above that, but I don't believe that they're above that. I think Giardi's right. I think they can be influenced by owners and things of that nature. So it really is going to be interesting because you got to get 40 of the 50 votes to get in. And I also wonder, does it help or hurt that there's 2 of them going for the same? You know, the Patriots allies are kind of the same pool of people voting for both. How does that play out? So it's going to be interesting, Fitzy.
Yeah, now that Mike put it that way, Andy, I hadn't really considered that voter, that the, you know, writers with a grudge or ownership and trying to push across in a particular agenda of their own, like, may have either A, kept Kraft out previously, and it sounds like Mike has a little bit of the intel that they did, and B, that they may not want both of them to go in at the same time just to fit their agenda. Like, oh God, the insufferability of having Kraft and Belichick. So let's put Robert through this time and let's hold Bill back. And Mike did sort of talk a little bit about how some people could be in on the Ted idea of like, I'm going to give him a year off because of all the Gates.
All right, we'll get back to the Hall of Fame talk in about 4:30. We're actually going to talk under the presumption that Bill gets in and maybe ponder who his presenter could be. Also 4:30, remember, QB Under the Tree, another Patriots autograph football. Patriots get to sit back and just watch, whether you're a player, a coach, or a fan. Great weekend of football. We'll look at that slate up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.